N4DOS, N4DME. I just sent it. Never mind. I just got your text.
It's KI4DOS, in case anybody cares. My phone dinged, I looked over and I saw that you said it. You said four this time. I got them all four, and I was typing on the computer, sending some information via Echolink to another ham. And I hope he got that. Well, he did. He just says he got the information. So we're in good shape there. So everybody got all the text messages. We're in good shape, Paul.
Yeah, well, hey, ain't nothing like sending it old-fashioned, if nothing else. At least we know it got there. All this new modern technology, it's so unreliable.
Sometimes, but, it all works out in the end, I guess, as long as we can keep each other happy. But, sometimes it takes things, I send things, and they go out in cyberspace someplace, and they don't ever get where they're going.
No, it all goes back to, you remember the days, back when we had the BBSs and all that stuff, before the internet was ever around, and you had to send them to these spots, and then they sit there, and you had to wait for somebody to pick them up and send them to, to point A or B or C, or, eventually, after about 6 months, they finally got to their destination.
Sure did, but, anyway, things have speeded up a little bit as far as that goes. But in other cases, it seems like it slowed it down. I get aggravated with all this new technology sometimes, but it's all good. And there's only one constant in this whole life, Paul, that's change. So I guess we might as well either grin and bear it or, go ahead and plant a 6 feet under.
There's so much more to come on the other side, I guess, I guess that's one way to look at it, and, every day's a change, but, as long as we don't lose what we've already learned, and know how to take, sometimes it's take 2 steps back and try again. But either way, I guess it all works out at the end. But that's good you got the information, and like I said, y'all were the only ones over there that I knew that would probably help her get rid of some of this stuff, because she's, like I said, she's got bad health, and she's really wanting to get rid of some of this stuff and not leave that burden on somebody else to do. So I wish I could help her, but, all my Elmers is, the ones I did know have passed on now, so I'm kind of in the same boat, I guess. All this antique knowledge is going away too fast, but I guess that's what happens when we all get old. But anyway, appreciate it, Gary. N4DME.
I'll list it next week, and I didn't want to put it out there with no contact information, and if I'd got it just a little bit sooner than that, I could have said something more about it tonight. But the South Carolina Single Sideband Net has got a sales section, little web page, where people go over to buy and sell stuff on the website for South Carolina Single Sideband Net. I may send it down to Mitch and let him put it on the web page down there for the sideband net. There's a lot of folks that's might be interested in some of that older stuff on the sideband net.
I wished I knew what I was looking at and, what variety it was. But like I said, if anybody wants to know anything else, they can contact me, or if they have trouble, or I guess they can contact her either way. But I told her I would definitely get it put on the radio over there in South Carolina, because I knew a couple of y'all over there that had a little bit of knowledge about these radios before my time. So, but anyway, hopefully we can help her out and get all this antique radios a new home.
I know about the swans. She's got two swans listed. And then there's another one that's, I think that's a helicopters. That's what it looks like to me. And then this Army stuff, I'm not familiar with the Army stuff since I was in the Navy. we had a lot of military radios, but all mine were Navy. And it's, like I say, it's hard to... I just don't know about some of the Army stuff. My father-in-law was in Army Mars, and he had a bunch of it, but I'm not familiar with it. But I am familiar with the swans that she's got, and the helicopters, and there was one other in there. I can't remember what it was. I don't know what it was. But anyway, we'll see if we can try to help her out a little bit, and maybe some of the older hams might be interested in it, and we'll go from there.
No problem. And like I said, she had a lot of parts and pieces, too, and whatnot. I won't go into all the details on here, but she definitely had an interesting prospect. The right person that knew, had the knowledge and, you know, and everything about them radios and how to get them back to life and clean them up and stuff, because like I said, they've probably been sitting 20 or 30 years, give or take, and whatnot. But like I said, I would love to have that swan, but I wouldn't know where to look for a plug-in to fit it and all the stuff that she had. I'm sure she had the plug-in for it, because as you can tell, that swan was in pretty good shape. And then, yeah, you're right, that other two-part radio that's sitting in the corner, that was a Holocraft. I couldn't think of the name at the time, but yeah, that's what it was. And then, like I said, of course, my grandfather, and I think he served three tours, if my memory recalls, back in the day. So, but anyway, and that military radio stuff would be, you know, worth the effort to, if it still worked. I guess you'd have to have everything, you know, set up to get everything to work together. But anyway, all right, well, if you need anything or whatever, you know how to get a hold of me. But hopefully you can get the ball rolling over that on that side of the waters.
And over here, try to help her out. And, I'd hate to, for a lot of people to call her, but that's the only way we got to find out what she wants for it and that sort of thing. So, but we'll put it on the swap net next week and see if we get any nibbles. But in the meantime, you tell Mr. Donald I said hello and hope y'all are doing well. And, y'all stay warm and stay dry over on the other side of the pond.
Kind of earnest. You know, it's... of course, I guess this week we've been fortunate not to get much rain. But, they say, I think tomorrow and all of this wet, stormy weather they're having out in the Midwest, I think all that's supposed to be migrating this direction, so to speak. So... you know, they say tomorrow is supposed to be, the pop-up thunderstorm variety endeavor. So I guess we'll see what Mother Nature pops up and throws at us tomorrow. Of course, I know a lot of the high schools and different schools are having graduations tomorrow, or was it Friday night? I was thinking tomorrow was Friday. But anyway, tells you where my mind's been. But, yeah, I think Friday is a graduation for a lot of different schools in our areas. But anyway, hopefully they'll have some good weather for graduation, and hope everybody has all the graduates, and congrats to all the kids out there that are graduating. I was just sitting here thinking earlier tonight that 28 years ago is when I graduated, so time flies when you get old.
Oh, you got a ways to go with SKI-4DOS in case anybody cares. Let's see, I was trying to think when I did graduate. That was 54 years ago.
Good Lord, you graduated before they invented bread or butter, wasn't it? Anyway, well, hey, at least you still remember. Of course, you know, if you're like me, or like most of us, you know, you can remember things 30 or 40 years ago, but you can't remember what you had for supper last night. But anyway, all right, talk to you later, Gary. Appreciate you supporting the hobby and calling the net and all that other stuff. N4DME.
Tell Mr. Donald we said hello. Y'all take it easy. Have a wonderful day tomorrow and a good day what's left of the day, and finish out the week on a positive note. And yeah, we turned butter back in my day. we didn't have to go to the store and buy it. We turned it. But you take care and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, Paul. N4DME, KI4DOS.